The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 20 trivia questions on famous TV dads, written by Brian Salyer. Happy Father's Day. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? What it be, what it be. And happy Father's Day. And welcome to the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. So much fun stuff going on this weekend. And I hope that if you're a dad and you're listening, you had a great day with your kids, with your family, with your dad. And I hope you had some beers and some grilling, some burgers, and some fun. This is a show all about pop culture and trivia, and I'm so glad you decided to check it out. It comes out every single day. There's like 450 episodes to check out, so hit subscribe, and you'll get those new episodes delivered to your device daily. Shout out to one of our newer listeners who found us over on Pod Quiz, John Hutton, who said, thanks for your show. It's something that I can get my wife to listen to on our drives. I found your show via Pod Quiz, so that guest spot works for us. Thank you, John. And John's wife, thank you guys, from Noble, Illinois, which is a town I've actually never heard of in Illinois, even though I am from that state and have been all over it. I'm guessing with a 6-2 start to your zip code, you're maybe Central Illinois, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that one up. But thank you, John, for the nice email. I appreciate it. If you ever have anything you want to tell me, you can shoot me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Always happy to reply as soon as I can with your request, or just to thank you for your comments or your critiques. Always looking for feedback, so it's greatly appreciated. Today's episode is about famous TV dads, and my friend Brian Salyer is at it again. Before I even sit down to write questions, I have a new email from Brian, and he said, hey, happy Father's Day. Here's some Father's Day trivia. He sent these to me on Friday, June 14th. And he said, I'll name the children, you name the TV dads and the show. So I was going to play along with this one, and then I didn't know quite a few of them. So I was like, I'm just going to read the questions. I don't want to sound super, super dumb. So we're going to read these 20. They'll go by pretty quick, and you'll try and figure out who the dad is and what show they're from. That is coming up. And a lot of other fun stuff is coming up on the podcast in the near future. We have some topics of a great variety coming from listeners and Patreon subscribers of the show. Stuff like Scrubs from Luke McKay is still in the works. Musicals based off of movies for Katie Smith. The Bold Type, which is a show on Freeform for Jen Wojnar. And 80s TV shows for Douglas French. Those are just a few amongst a bunch of others. A big handful of other topics that will be coming. And those consist of ideas from Patreon subscribers to the show. So you can go on this Patreon subscriber spreadsheet. You can type in what you want, and I will get to it eventually. And that is at the $5 or more tier over on patreon.com/trivia with buds. So go check that out. Changing all the rewards for July. Lots of cool stuff in the works to thank you for supporting the show. So be on the lookout for all that good stuff. If you guys want to see some cool art, go check out my friend Maxwell James Art. He's on Instagram, and his name is Max Buds. Same spelling as me, and he lives a few towns over. I'm probably related to him somehow, but he's a graphic designer. And if you need something drawn or designed or whipped up, he's a writer, he's an artist, he's a director. He does it all. And you can find him at Instagram, Maxwell J Buds or Maxwell James Art. So give him a follow on Instagram, and I'll link it in the show notes as well if you need some art. He's going to do some cool stuff for me that I can't wait to show to you if you like this show. Okay, guys, grab your dad and a beer and some chocolate chip cookies or whatever you do on Father's Day. I do chocolate chip cookies every single day, so it's not a huge deal for me to have them just today, but I did have them today. I had them yesterday, and I'll probably have them tomorrow. So get your dad or your kids and play along with this episode on Famous TV Dads, written by Brian Salyer. Here we go. All right, for this quick quiz, you will get the kids' names from a popular show on television, and you just have to name the father and the show that they're from. There's 20 of them, and here's question number one. Judy and Elroy. Number one, Judy and Elroy. What do you think? Question number two, Brandon and Brenda. Number two, Brandon and Brenda. Number three, Manny, Joe, Claire, and Mitchell. Number three, Manny, Joe, Claire, and Mitchell. Question number four, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Number four, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Question number five, Eddie, Laura, and Judy. Number five, Eddie, Laura, and Judy. Who's their dad, and what show are they from? Number five. Question number six, Meadow and AJ. Number six, Meadow and AJ. Question number seven, Alex, Mallory, Jennifer, and Andy. Number seven, Alex, Mallory, Jennifer, and Andy. Question number eight, Kimberly, Willis, Arnold, and Sam. Number eight, Kimberly, Willis, Arnold, and Sam. Number nine, Randy, Brad, and Mark. Number nine, Randy, Brad, and Mark. Question number 10, Karen, Wayne, and Kevin. Number 10, Karen, Wayne, and Kevin. Question number 11, Mike, Carol, Ben, and Chrissy. Number 11, Mike, Carol, Ben, and Chrissy. Who's their dad? Number 12, Adam, Hoss, and Little Joe. Number 12, Adam, Hoss, and Little Joe. Number 13, David, Mary, Joni, Susan, Nancy, Elizabeth, Tommy, and Nicholas. Holy cow, that's a lot of names. It's a lot of kids. Number 13, David, Mary, Joni, Susan, Nancy, Elizabeth, Tommy, and Nicholas. Number 13. Number 14, Haley and Steve. Number 14, Haley and Steve. Number 15, Mary, Laura, Carrie, Grace, and Albert. Mary, Laura, Carrie, Grace, and Albert. Number 15. Number 16, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Number 16, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Number 17, Twins, Nikki and Alex. Twins named Nikki and Alex. Number 18, Marie, Cindy, Wendy, JR, Connie, Sherry, Melissa, and Harvey. Number 18, Marie, Cindy, Wendy, JR, Connie, Sherry, Melissa, and Harvey. Number 19, Will and Holly. Number 19, Will and Holly. And number 20, Kyle and Ike. Number 20, Kyle and Ike. Those are your 20 questions on Father's Day trivia, famous TV dads. Some of those were very tough, and I've never heard of some of them. And a lot of them I felt like I could have guessed at. So maybe you were the same. Maybe you got them all. Maybe you wrote them all down, and you're about to check them off. We'll find out the answers to all those questions in just a second. We are back with the answers to Father's Day trivia. Great quiz, Brian Salyer. You do great work for this show, Bri, and I greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to say the word great one more time. Number one, Judy and Elroy were from the Jetsons. George Jetson is their dad. The Jetsons and George Jetson, Judy and Elroy. Number two, Brandon and Brenda, of course, Jim Walsh's kids on Beverly Hills 90210. Show I grew up watching and we've done as a topic on this show several times, thanks to requests from people who love characters like Dylan McKay. Number three, Manny, Joe, Claire, and Mitchell was Modern Family. And now that I've seen that, I'm like, oh yeah, of course, those are their names. I knew the names Claire and Mitchell went together, and I'm like, what is that from? But it was Jay Pritchett, who is Al Bundy, aka Ed O'Neill, on Modern Family. Number three. Number four, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, of course, the Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks, their dad, or I guess adopted dad, you'd call him, is David Seville. Dave Seville, played by Jason Lee in the movies. Number five, Eddie, Laura, and Judy were the Winslow family. Carl is their dad on Family Matters, one of the original TGIF shows, if I'm not mistaken. Number six, Meadow and AJ. Those were Tony Soprano's kids, his son and daughter on The Sopranos. Number seven, Alex, Mallory, Jennifer, and Andy. That was Stephen Keaton, the Keaton family, on Family Ties. And the actor who plays Andy is named Brian Bonsall, and he was in the movie Blank Check and a bunch of other stuff growing up, and he is a friend of mine, and he's been on the show. If you want to go listen to some trivia on punk rock music and video games, him and his brother Victor DeMattia do some battling in one of our older format episodes of the show. You can go check that out about 2 years ago, and they talk all about growing up being child actors. It's a pretty good, fun, informative episode, so go check that out. Andy from Family Ties, aka Brian Bonsall. Number eight, Kimberly, Willis, Arnold, and Sam. That was Philip Drummond on Different Strokes. I don't think I would have been able to pull Philip. I knew the name was the Drummond family, Mr. Drummond, but I don't remember his name being Philip, so that was a tough one. Number eight, Different Strokes. Number nine, we had Randy, Brad, and Mark. That was Tim the Toolman Taylor on Home Improvement. And insert that laugh here. Number 10, Karen, Wayne, and Kevin. Jack Arnold on The Wonder Years. Oh yeah, I watched that a lot, but that one did not jump out at me for some reason. Wayne and Kevin. I should have been able to figure that out. Number 11, Mike, Carol, Ben, and Chrissy. We had Jason Seaver on Growing Pains, another sitcom from the 80s and 90s. Growing Pains, Jason Seaver. Number 12, Adam Haas, Little Joe. That was Ben Cartwright on Bonanza, a show I don't know anything about, except that it was the longest-running show until The Simpsons, I think. Number 13, David, Mary, Joni, Susan, Nancy, Elizabeth, Tommy, and Nicholas. That was Eight is Enough. So that could have been a clue if you counted all the names. Tom Bradford was their dad on Eight is Enough. Number 14, Haley and Steve, Stan Smith, American Dad. Yes, now it's jumping out at me. Haley and Steve on American Dad, Stan's their dad. Number 15, Mary, Laura, Carrie, Grace, and Albert. That was Charles Ingalls on Little House in the Prairie. Little House in the Prairie was the show. Charles was the dad. Number 16, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. That was Powerpuff Girls, and their dad is Professor Utonium. Professor Utonium. Number 17, twins, Nikki and Alex, Jesse Katsopoulos on Full House. That is Becky's kids with Jesse on that show. Number 18, Marie, Cindy, Wendy, JR, Connie, and Sherry, and Melissa, and Harvey. That's Coach Graham Lubbock on a show called Just the 10 of Us. I vaguely remember that show, Just the 10 of Us. And number 19, Will and Holly. That was Rick Marshall, Land of the Lost. That's a very tough one. Tough pull for me, at least. Land of the Lost, Rick Marshall. And number 20, Kyle and Ike, Gerard Broflovsky on South Park. Jerry, Kyle and Ike's dad, who gets dolphinplasty at one point on one of my favorite episodes. Those are your TV dads, everybody. Great job, Brian. Thanks for the quiz. And I hope you had fun playing along on this Father's Day episode. 20 questions for you. Not too long. Nice little chunk to listen to in the car. Maybe drive into your dad's or home from your dad's or with your dad somewhere to maybe go see grandpa on Father's Day. It's time for the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. That question is, what actor plays the little boy's actual father in the film Big Daddy? So Adam Sandler is not the actual dad. He just tries to raise the kid. What actor plays the little boy's actual father in the film Big Daddy? If you know the answer, tweet me for a prize at Ryan Buds on Twitter, or you can email ryanbuds@gmail.com like my friend John Hutton did earlier, like I mentioned in the intro. And again, that question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. You can find them at fmdesignsinc.com. If you like this show, leave a review on iTunes. That would be really cool of you. We have 114 of those. I'd love to get up to 120 in the next month or so. So if you dig the show, leave us a nice 5-star review and tell people what you like about it. That'll help get more eyes on the show. And the numbers are looking really good for June, guys. The most downloads we've ever had this month. We're already at 16,000, which is pretty crazy. We're only about halfway through the month here, and that will probably rival our most downloaded month ever. As I'm reading this right now, it looks like tomorrow we're going to hit it. We're at 299,027 downloads, that many listens of the show, and that means the world to me. Thank you so much for being part of that. 300,000 downloads are going to happen tomorrow, and that is thanks to listeners just like you telling a friend about the show, sharing a link with somebody who loves trivia, and just letting people know that this show is out there to listen to every single day. The fun of this show is that if you don't like a certain topic, you just wait till the next day. You just skip around. You go back in one of the 450 episodes we've done and find something else to quiz yourself on. And maybe if you like just trivia, you listen to the episodes that seem a little bit shorter and where we just ask trivia questions, kind of like today's episode. Maybe if you want some more banter, you want some more interviewing, you go back and check out some of the oldest episodes of the show, the first 100 episodes or so, where I have a bunch of guests on, like that one I talked about with Brian Bonsall and Victor DeMattia from Blank Check and The Sandlot, battling in punk rock and video game trivia. Just search their names and the word trivia with buds, the phrase trivia with buds, and you'll come across anything you're looking for that we've done on the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Father's Day once again, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.